Vera Partridge, and today is Sunday the 21st of January 2013. I'm going back to the 1968 South Benfleet flooding, when at that time I wasn't Vera Partridge, and I lived in a ground floor masonette in Brook Road, which is just opposite the junction with Fleet Road. It started on the Saturday when I'd been in Southend shopping. I drove back into Benfleet via Essex Way and found total chaos going on. Traffic jams, no one moving, etc. Upon inquiry, I was told there'd been a flash flood. It was raining. Anyway, I got home eventually. Funny enough, the masonettes were fairly high on high ground, or at least they were high up. But the garage was at the bottom of the garden. And when I looked in the garage, the water had receded, but it had obviously gone up to about waist high. So if I had been at home, my car would have had it. It was a low-slung Triumph Herald, so I don't think it had stood much choice. But obviously, I didn't put the car anywhere near the garage that night. It rained steadily all night. It was quite incredible. The water, you suddenly saw, was coming up from the bottom of the garden, because there's a... I should explain, the masonettes backed onto the playing fields, Richmond Park playing fields. So the water was coming up from there, and it was also coming up Brook Road. And I wondered which was going to get to us first. As it happened, it never did reach us. It kind of almost went back. I should explain also, I had two tortoises at that time who had been in the garden. But believe it or not, they had had the sense to get onto the rockery at the side of and get up onto high ground. And that's amazing, isn't it? Because the garden was flooded. So, by the Sunday morning, my father said his van was in the garage at the bottom of... It's the bottom of Hope Road at its junction with Brook Road. And it was a Ford van. Luckily, had no carpets or anything in it. It was a very utilitarian van. So we waded in, and at that time, that garage and the van waded in waist high. Dad and I pushed it back up the road, and when we finally got onto dry ground, which was just before my masonette, and opened the door, the water just gushed out of it. It was quite incredible. Having said that, he got in it, and boom, good old Ford vans, it started. Would you believe? It was quite incredible. But that's about it, you know, and finally the rain stopped. And the water began to go back down, and it never did reach the house.